Can a stepmother successfully raise another woman's children? Colgate Tooth Powder presents the real-life story of Kay Fairchild, a stepmother who tries. Have you ever wondered why we went to the trouble and expense of creating Colgate Tooth Powder, an all-purpose tooth powder that would do more than just clean teeth? Well, the reason is simple. After months of study, asking the public what they wanted the tooth powder to do, scientists discovered that many people wanted it to polish teeth. Others wanted it to guard against unpleasant breath. Still, another group wanted the tooth powder for safe gum massage. So it was decided to make one tooth powder that would do everything. And that's what you get today in Colgate Tooth Powder, a special all-purpose formula that works in all three necessary ways: to brighten teeth, to sweeten breath, and to act as a safe massage for your gums. So now, instead of buying different kinds of tooth powder or paste to do these things, you need only Colgate all-purpose tooth powder. And even one brushing with this remarkable Colgate tooth powder will show you how brilliant and naturally sparkling it leaves your teeth, how sweet it leaves your breath, and how pleasant and safe it is for gum massage. You'll be especially pleased with the fast way Colgate tooth powder brightens your teeth. And then, of course, your smile will radiate new charm. Most amazing, so you can try Colgate tooth powder and prove these claims for yourself, we offer it at bargain prices in a wonderful 1 cent sale. Now, just buy one giant size at regular 35-cent price. And then drug and department stores also give you a large size Colgate tooth powder for only 1 cent extra. But now, Colgate tooth powder presents Kay Fairchild, stepmother. Well, yesterday, after getting that sanitarium clue from Mrs. Jones, Kay and John wondered what Mrs. Clark could be up to. And they were more worried than ever for Anne, up at Mrs. Clark's country lodge, believing she is not ill. They were certain, too, that Mrs. Clark is planning to revenge herself upon them. So they decided to make one last appeal to Peg to get her mother away from Mrs. Clark's influence. Well, meantime, Mrs. Clark made plans to visit the strange place where she intends to lure Anne for some diabolical purpose that will somehow ruin Kay and John. Well, our scene opens today, shortly after Peg has arrived at the Fairchild house for the talk with her father. Kay and Mother Fairchild are sitting there with John. Listen.
Yes, Dad. Naturally, I'm wondering why you wanted to see me.
Well, obviously, it concerns this whole matter.
I'm sure you understand, Peg, about the danger your mother is in. Being at Mrs. Clark's lodge, thinking she's well when she is actually so ill.
And, Peg, child, you must see that Mrs. Clark is out for no good purpose whatsoever.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
Child, don't say it that way.
Peg, dear, you certainly must see we bent over backwards trying to be fair.
And to work things out with the least possible amount of hurt to everyone.
I'm sorry, but how can I think that when this trick came up of Dr. Evans telling Mother she was so seriously ill and that she'd have to go to a sanitarium?
Oh, Peg, are you still letting Mrs. Clark convince you that Dr. Evans was wrong and that fake specialist of hers was right about your mother?
Dad, since you and Kay are bringing this all out into the open, isn't it a fact that, well, there might have been a good reason for getting Dr. Evans to tell Mother that?
Oh, what is there to say?
Peg, darling, won't you believe that neither your dad nor I have even thought of trying to keep you children from your mother or driving her away?
Much less to a sanitarium.
Oh, Dad, I'm not blaming you.
Peg, I'm really surprised at you.
So am I. I never thought I'd hear you say such a thing.
Nor did I. How you could ever believe Mrs. Clark's charge that Kay would influence me to plot such a thing is beyond me.
Well, to be frank about it, Kay, you do have a way of handling things, and you know it.
But isn't it apparent that I've done everything a woman could to be fair in this whole matter?
There's no use talking about it. Agatha Clark has gotten such a hold on Peg and her mother.
She hasn't any hold at all, Dad. It's simply that we see what we see, that's all.
But, dear, you are seeing wrong.
I don't think I am, Granny. And, Kay, if what you say is true, then why did you work it out so that Dad would try to send Mother to her cousin's farm?
I didn't work that out, Peg.
That was my idea from start to finish. Furthermore, it was the most sensible thing to be done at the moment.
I'm sorry, but I can't see it, Dad.
Peg, tell us, Why can't you see it?
Yes, I'd give anything to understand that myself.
Isn't it obvious? Dad, you don't love Mother anymore. Surely you're not going to wander around Walnut Grove to interrupt your life, just as Mrs. Clark says, nor is Kate.
Oh, Peg, that's fantastic.
It's so fantastic, it's laughable.
Well, if it's fantastic or laughable, why is it that in everything you've suggested, it's been something to get Mother away from here?
Get your mother away from
here? Yes, you or Kate tried to get her to that farm. When that didn't go, this thing was worked out with Dr. Evans to send her to a sanitarium.
Peg, I just don't know what to say to you.
There's nothing to say, Dad.
But, Peg, please try and understand that your dad suggested, and I agreed that we'd support your mother. And you know we put it straight up to you and Bud, without influencing you, as to whom you wish to be with.
And Peg, my land youngster, didn't Kay in desperation finally go right into Mrs. Clark's house and tell your mother, in front of Mrs. Clark, that she wasn't trying to keep Bud or drive her away?
And I made it clear, Peg, that we'd work something else out with Dr. Evans so she could stay around here.
Of course. What more could we do?
Now, Peg, use your head. Stop and ask yourself that.
Oh, good grief. I don't know. But I'm sure, even if all that isn't true, that Mrs. Clark has tried to be a true friend to Mother.
Peg, that Clark woman is no more a friend to your mother.
Peg, I see that this woman has worked on you so...
Darling, you must at least get your mother away from that woman's country lodge.
Then take her to another doctor. Get his opinion.
I'd be more than happy to have you do that, Peg.
Oh, Peg, would you? I don't know if it would be necessary.
Well, it's useless. I give up.
Peg, why don't you listen to your father?
Oh, you must, honey. Your mother's life is in danger. And goodness knows what sort of trouble Mrs. Clark is planning where we are concerned.
And Mrs. Clark has insisted she isn't out for any trouble.
She is, and it's obvious as anything could be.
Peg, you're making a bad mistake. There's something terrible behind all this.
Now, that's silly, Kay.
I don't know what's gotten into you, child.
Grandma, what do you expect me to do or say? Do you want me to turn against my own mother for a stepmother?
Peg, I think you've said enough.
Well, Dad, I think enough's been said all around. If you don't mind, I'm going back to Mrs. Clark. Goodbye.
Well, all right.
I never thought I'd see Peg act like that.
Neither did I.
Well, the situation just gets worse and worse.
And there's just one hope left now.
Yes, Mrs. Jones. If Mrs. Jones can only get some information that will enable us to clear up this whole situation before Mrs. Clark does move...
Or something happens with Anne.
Yes, but it appears to be even too late for that, because Mrs. Clark is wasting no time now in carrying out her scheme for using Anne to ruin Kay and John. Because right now, we find her with Carl up at that mysterious place she's arranged to visit. Listen.
I am delighted that you like our place, Mrs. Clark.
Very attractive, Mr. Burdoff, for such a different kind of sanitarium.
Thank you.
Looks like a hotel.
Making it very ideal for your little plan, madam.
Perfect, Carl. Perfect.
You understand, I am sure. The outside appearances to quiet the fears of our, perhaps, inmates is a rather unfitting word, huh?
Guests, perhaps, would be better.
Ah, yes. Guests. Or visitors.
Well, it looks all right. But you're sure, Mr. Burdoff, that I can depend upon you?
Mrs. Clark, for the proper fee, which, of course, we have agreed on, I am not only dependable, but I will assist you in every possible manner. Be assured.
And how can I be sure of that, my friend?
Do you not realize that I will be involving myself in this matter as much as you are?
Yes, he is right about that, madame.
Of course. Now, think for a moment. I will take this woman when she arrives, hold her, swear that this Mrs. Fairchild and her husband, the mayor, gave me instructions to keep her here when she arrives.
That's true. You will be involved as much as I will.
Which is precisely why my... fees are rather exorbitant.
I would say it is satisfactory, madame.
Yes, I think it is.
Excellent, excellent. Then, what is your plan?
This may all take a few days to carry out.
Then you will phone Miss Anne Fairchild, who I understand is at your lodge not far from here?
Exactly. Now, follow me closely. I'll be posing as the new wife of this Mayor Fairchild of Walnut Grove.
To be sure, the lady you mentioned.
Yes. And I'm going to ask Anne to meet me here at this hotel for a general discussion of the entire situation I mentioned to you.
You, understood all of that, Mr. Burdell? Perfectly, Mr. Carr. And the story is that Mayor Fairchild and his second wife are trying to get rid of this woman by secretly luring her to such a place as this. That is the idea, my friend.
Now, when she gets here, you are to hold her.
Hold her. Oh, yes. And she'll be told that this is a hotel?
Only so she won't be suspicious when I phone her. And when she arrives, put her in a room. Soon she will begin to complain, of course.
They all do.
And then you are to tell her that this former husband of hers and his new wife arranged all this and instructed you to hold her.
All the while treating her as though something was wrong up here.
Yes, but remember, she has a bad heart condition.
No rough treatment. Be very careful of that.
I quite understand. And eventually, when the authorities arrive to get her out.
You are to shrug your shoulders, say you had no idea. You were merely following the instructions of this Mayor Fairchild and his wife, believing there was something wrong with this woman. Get it, Mr. Burdock?
Perfectly. And you will leave those pictures of this mayor and his new wife, so I can identify them should they show up here later on.
I will leave them with the gentleman, madame.
Good. Now, just one more thing. And this is very, very important. When this Anne Fairchild gets here, she'll plead with you to get in touch with me. You see?
Should I? Or should I not?
Only when I phone you. Then you finally make it appear that you are giving in and suggest that you will forward to me a letter, which this Anne is to write.
Clever. Very clever. And in that letter, she is to charge...
That this ex-husband of hers and his new wife lured her here. Is that clear?
Very clear. Consider it done, Mrs. Clark.
Well, then that is about all, is it not, madame?
I think so. Now, to carry out everything smoothly. And will I have what I've been working for so long? Will I, Carl?
There is not even a faint suspicion about it now, or any question, madame. Kay and John Fairchild will never live this down.
So that's Mrs. Clark's scheme. To lure Anne to this place, disguising her voice as Kay. And then, Mr. Burdoff is to get Anne to write a letter saying that Kay and John are responsible. Well, what can Kay do to protect her family from this vicious woman? Be sure to hear what happens at the same time tomorrow when Mrs. Jones makes a discovery that may help. And one thing more. Daylight saving time ends this week. So beginning Monday, Stepmother will be heard at 10:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9:45 Central Standard Time. Now, if you've had trouble finding the right tooth powder to use, do as thousands are doing and start today using the amazing Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder. We urge you to do this.